जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोधनंदना जय ब्रजजनरंजना जय यशोधनंदना जय ब्रजजनरंजना यमुना तीरावन चारी यो यमुना तीरावन चारी यो कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरदारी जय गिरिवरदारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Radha Vrindavan Chandra, Shri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranita, Jaya Gauranita, Gauranita, Shri Shri Gauranita. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.
Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatasri Shriman His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BVT Samstapacharya His Divine Grace AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayavam Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtotara Shatasri Shriman His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Tagore Ki प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ भरदेव सुभद्रा की जय जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavate Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtikhi Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya
गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 29 टाइटल टॉक्स बिटवीन नारदा एंड किंग प्राचीन बरही टेक्स्ट नंबर 44 and we'll read first 44 text number.
Adhyapi vachaspatas patayas
Adhyapi
vachaspatayas
Tapo vidhya samadhi bihi
Pasyanto pina pasyanti पश्यन्तं परमेश्वरम् अद्यापि वचस्पतस् तपो विद्या समाधिभिः पश्यन्तोऽपि न पश्यन्ति पश्यन्तं परमेश्वरम् अद्यापि वाचस्पतय तपो विद्या समाधिभिः पश्यन्तोऽपि न पश्यन्ति पश्यन्तं परमेश्वरम् पश्यन्तं परमेश्वरम्।
वैष्णवीस्
अद्यापि वाचस्पतयस् तपो विद्या समाधिभिः पश्यन्तोऽपि न पश्यन्ति पश्यन्तं परमेश्वरम्।
कनेक्टेड् वर्सेस् 42 एण्ड् 43। जस्ट् ऐ विल् रिसैट् द श्लोक एण्ड् देन् विल् गो फर् वर्ड् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् एण्ड् ट्रान्स्लेशन्।
प्रजापतिपतिः साक्षात् भगवान् गिरिशो मनु दक्षधाय प्रजाध्यक्षा नैस्तिकासनकादयः मरीचिरत्यङ्गीरसौ पुलस्य पुलः क्रतुः भृगुर्वशिष्ठः इत्येते मदन्था ब्रह्मवादिना।
वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् ट्रान्स्लेशन् प्रोपेड् बै हिस् डिवैन्स् ग्रेस् अभय चरणारविन्द भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की द्वारा। वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्
प्रजापति
सॉरी प्रजापति पतिः ब्रह्मा the father of all progenitors sakshat directly
bhagavan
the most powerful girishaha lord shiva
manohu
manu
daksha adayah
headed by king daksha
praja adhyakshah
the rulers of humankind
नैष्टिकाः
द स्ट्राङ्ग् ब्रह्मचारीस्
सनकादयः
हेडेड् बै सनका
मरीचिः
मरीचि
अत्रि अङ्गीरसौ
अत्रि एण्ड् अङ्गीरा
पुलस्त्यः
पुलस्त्या
पुलः
पुलः
क्रतुः
क्रतु
भृगुः
भृगु
वसिष्ठः
वसिष्ठ
इति
दस्
एते
आल् आफ् देम्
मत् अन्तः
एण्डिङ्ग् वित् मी
ब्रह्मवादिनः
ब्रह्मणास् स्पीकर्स् आन् वेदिक् लिटरेचर्स्
अद्य अपि
अप् टु डेट्
वाचःपतयः
मास्टर्स् आफ् स्पीकिङ्ग्
तपः
आस्टरिटीस्
विद्या
नालेज्
समाधिभिः
एण्ड् बै मेडिटेशन्
पश्यन्तः
अब्सर्विङ्ग्
अपि
आल्दो
न पश्यन्ति
डु नाट् अब्सर्व्
पश्यन्तं
द वन् हू सीस्
परम ईश्वरम्
द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। ट्रांसलेशन The most powerful Lord Brahma, the father of all progenitors, Lord Shiva, Manu, Daksha, and the other rulers of humankind, the four saintly first-class brahmacharis headed by Sanaka and Sanatan, the great sages Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulasya, Pulaha, Kratu, Bhrigu, and Vasishta, and my humble self, Narada, are all stalwart brahmanas who can speak authoritatively on Vedic literatures. We are very powerful because of austerities, meditation, and education. Nonetheless, even after inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom we always see, we do not know perfectly about Him. Purport. According to the foolish Darwin theory of the anthropologist, it is said that 40,000 years ago, Homo sapiens had not appeared on this planet because the process of evolution had not reached that point. However, the Vedic histories, the Puranas and Mahabharata relate human histories that extend millions and millions of years into the past. In the beginning of creation, there was a very intelligent personality, Lord Brahma, and from him emanated all the Manus and the Brahmacharis like Sanaka and Sanatan, as well as Lord Shiva, the great sages, and Narada. All these personalities underwent great austerities and penances and thus became authorities in Vedic knowledge. Perfect knowledge for human beings as well as all living entities is contained in the Vedas. All the above mentioned great personalities are not only powerful, being cognizant of past, present and future, but are also devotees. Still, in spite of their great education in knowledge and despite their meeting the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, they can't actually understand the perfection of the living entity's relationship with Lord Vishnu. This means that these personalities are still limited as far as their knowledge of the unlimited is concerned. The conclusion is that simply by advancing one's knowledge, one can't be accepted as an expert in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead can be understood not by advanced knowledge, but by pure devotional service, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 55. Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yaschasmi tattvataha. Unless one takes to pure transcendental devotional service, he can't understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead in truth. Everyone has some imperfect ideas about the Lord. So-called scientists and philosophical speculators are unable to understand the Supreme Lord by virtue of their knowledge. Knowledge is not perfect unless one comes to the platform of devotional service. This is confirmed by the Vedic literatures and Vedic version, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, Text Number 29. Atapite deva padham bhujadvaya prasadalesha anugrihita evahi janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyaye kopi chiran vichinvan. The speculators, the jnanis, go on speculating about the Supreme Personality of Godhead for many, many hundreds and thousands of years. But unless one is favored by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, one can't understand His supreme glories. All the great sages mentioned in this verse have their planets near Brahmaloka, the planet where Lord Brahma resides along with four great sages, Sanak, Sanatan, Sanatan and Sanat Kumar. These sages reside in different stars known as the southern stars, which circle the pole star. The pole star called Dhruvaloka is the pivot of this universe, and all planets move around this pole star. All the stars are planets as well as far as we can see within this one universe. According to the Western theory, all the stars are different suns, but according to the Vedic information, there is only one sun within this universe. All the so-called stars are but different planets. Besides this universe, there are many millions of other universes, and each of them contains similar innumerable stars and planets. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सदीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेम प्रधायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे बृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। The most powerful Lord Brahma, the father of all progenitors, Lord Shiva, Manu, Daksha and the other rulers of humankind, the four saintly first class brahmacharis headed by Sanaka and Sanatan, the great sages Marichi, Atri, Angira, Pulasya, Pulaha, Kritu, Bhrigu and Vasishta, and myself, my humble self Narada, are all stalwart brahmanas who can speak authoritatively on Vedic literatures. We are very powerful because of our austerities, meditation and education. Nonetheless, we, after inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom we always see, we do not know perfectly about Him. Hare Krishna. So I seek all the blessings of all the Vaishnavas to speak about the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam for the glorification of Krishna and my own purification. From this translation, we can able to understand that already the stalwart of this Srimad Bhagavatam, of whom a human kind can follow, it's already declared that through our austerities, meditations and education, even after inquiring about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, they always see the Lord. Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Jai Shri. Though these stalwarts and these great brahmanas, though who are the authorities to speak on the Vedic literature, they is to see always the Supreme Personality of a Godhead face to face. And still, the Narada Muni, very humble way, he is confirmed that we are unable to know the Supreme Lord perfectly. As it is mentioned in this translation, that austerity, meditation, education, knowledge and all these things, one cannot understand. What to think of understanding, knowing the Supreme Lord itself is very big job. That is confirmed by Sri Narada Muni. When he is telling that the first personality of this entire universe is Brahma, means the secondary person is like a secondary creation. The first created by the Supreme Lord, the second is like Brahma. He himself is expressing that even myself also can't understanding the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Sri Krishna. As we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, from Sri Krishna's pastimes, the Brahma Vimohana Leela, he thought of his having the four heads. Initially they have five, but the thing is actually he is having the four heads. With all four directions he can able to know the past, present and the future, but still he wants to know that who is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And he thought, okay, I will see. And he went to the Vrindavan, he wanted to see that what is this small boy who is taking the remnants from the plate of his friends, those who already ate that foodstuff. If it is fresh, that's okay. Because even when we offer to the Lordship with Padya, Argya and it's like a fresh plate. That can be considered. But thing is, he's not just taking like that. He's taking the remnants, means the juta of the other friends of that personality. Because he don't know, he's not considering it as a supreme, but he considering just other friends of that personality. So then he thought of to check who is Vishnu and who is Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Bhagavan. Then as we know that Brahmi Bhamohan Leela, he cross-checked, he stolen the cowherd boy's cows, and according to the time of Brahma, it's a one moment, according to our Kala, it is like 1 year, he kept hidden in his Brahmaloka, and he came and saw what's happening there in this mortal world. But he saw as it is, the cowherd boys, the cows, and even Krishna himself, they're playing as usual. Again he went back, he saw there also, cows, cowherd boys, of course Krishna was not there that time in Brahma, and he got bewildered. And at the end, the pastime concludes that he came to know when Krishna invites everyone, the all different planetary systems, different universes, Brahmas, in a meeting to discover. So he also comes there to know who is he. Then he said that I am. With that full knowledge of this four-headed Brahma, he was thinking that I am the most great personality, having full knowledge, full Vedic wisdom. He is the author of these Vedic scriptures. But still, he wants to try to understand. And the gatekeeper stops him. Just wait. No, I want to go. Okay, I will go and check with the Supreme Lord. Then he go and went. He went inside and then he asks, some so-and-so personality has come. Then you ask, who is that? You can tell he is the four-headed Brahma. Okay, then you can invite him inside. And he goes inside. And he sees everyone. There is 5-headed Brahma, 6, 10, 20, 100, thousands and millions of heads Brahmas are present over there. And he is becoming very, very, very humble. He thought of with 4-headed, yes, I have the great knowledge. But thing is, more than heads means more knowledge matter I've been having with them. And we know that how Lord Krishna pacified and after the pastime, just we are running through that. So then Brahma is also telling that we can't understand in Krishna, and he recited in the Brahma Samhita only through the bhakti. Premanjanacharita bhakti vilochanena. It's only bhakti, the eye anointed with the love and affection for the personality, one can able to understanding him as he is. And further, if we can go that even with those having anointed with, still Bhagavatam says that we can't understand who is Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Does the gopis doesn't have that premanjana chakshu? Can they understand who is Krishna? But still, it is Krishna's vrittyavashyatam. So he wants to come under and he wants to show the shiver mercy upon his devotees. When he sees the devotees' parishram, how they are rendering services, what level, like Mother Yashoda, we can able to see in the Damodarman, just as it is passed yesterday in the Purnami. So we have completed that successfully, the Damodaramanta. And whereas 15 days before exactly of that Amavasya, and the Diwali day, Mother Yashoda binds Krishna with the rope, not with the rope of this mundane, with the love of her affection and love, care, concern for that her child, is Supreme Personality of a Godhead, whom she never considered that. Everybody say he is, I think, some demigod or some god, some Narayana, some Vishnu. That's okay, but still, he is my god, my child, my darling. She used to say like that. And she did the so much parishrama to understand that. But still, she is not able to tie Krishna with the ropes of 9 lakh cows, whole Vrindavan, whole universe's ropes. But still, Krishna was not so fascinated to bound by those things. He wants to show that. At the time of binding, it's a morning Shiva started to bind Krishna, and actually Krishna comes under the custody of Mother Yashoda and born himself in the evening. It's almost all after 12 hours successfully completed, then Krishna has given Swabandhani. So translation Prabhupada writes that Mother Yashoda didn't bind Krishna. Krishna himself alone. Just like we say, when who tied this dhoti, when we wear dhotis, or when the other devotees, like another people, they wear their own garments. It's not somebody tied us. Who tied that? We ourselves tied us. So like that, Krishna Swabandhane, he himself has comes under the custody of his pure devotees by seeing extra endeavors. As an ordinary man can do efforts to even for eating, what to think about for other's sake, for other persons to benefits, for one's sake to breathe, he has to breathe. If he can stop, I can't breathe, somebody else can breathe. No life. No, I can't eat, somebody can eat me. So there is no strength in the body, then he has to die. So that efforts has to do, that is in an ordinary way. But Mother Yashoda didn't show that love and care and concern for Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom she is to consider always is my naughty child. She has did that extra endeavor. But still, with those all parishram, as it is stated, like Shikshashakam Prabhu is giving in the class that regarding the Damodar Leela, parishram. Shrema means work and doing some efforts. Parishram. Parishram means paritaha sarvataha, means paritaha from all angles, all corners, sarvataha from everywhere. Okay, mere ghar mein to 2 meter ka rope hai, to main bandh ke dekh leta hu Krishna ko, bandhega to theek hai, nahi to chalo chhod dete usko. No, she didn't do that. After that, she went to the next cow, and then likewise she put an effort and endeavor for 9 lakh cows. Then after that, she asked other gopis also, bring all the ropes at your home and the next village, and throughout the Vrindavan she brought it from all angles. Yenakena prakarena. So she has tried and tried and tried her level best. So Prabhuji is explaining that the parishram means from all angles, all corners, and from everywhere. Put our efforts and endeavor to please the Supreme Personality of a Godhead the way he wants to be pleased. Again, it's not according to our way. Even Arjuna also wanted to assist Krishna in Mahabharata. And he goes to the battlefield and he used to say that, sorry, all these is my friends, my relatives, and my uncles, and my grandfather is there, Bhishma, so I can't do this. And they said that, no, this is not your job, as they brought you here to fight. And he used to say that, no, I can't fight. And again, the small battle of between these two friends was going on, and then Krishna convinced him. So Arjuna told, yes, now I can do what pleases you the most. That fighting. Though Arjuna doesn't like to kill the other person, but still, he fought against them on the plea and the request of his friend, his guru, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead under his able guidelines. So that's what Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking, that even with our mundane knowledge and eloquent speaking, austerities, tapasya, and all these things we cannot understand from this Brahma Yomohan Leela, even Brahma is confirmed. Next comes, even Indra also is there. Indra, when the Vrajavasis stopped Indra Puja, which from ancient days they are performing it, but still, on that day when Krishna asked, Nanda Baba, what are you doing? So they said that first Giriraj is giving everything, so clouds they are forming and they are giving the rain, so we have to worship the Indra. So then he said that, but that's okay, fine, that is his job, that is his responsibility to do it. But think, who is giving the grass and everything to those cows? Then Govardhan. So why can't we worship this Giriraj? No, this is coming from our ancient time, so why we want to stop? So this is our custom, and how can I break it? So then, no, can we do this today? So, for many reasons, so Nanda accepts that and he stops that Indra Puja, and Indra is becoming so angry. And when we know that the Samvartaka clouds comes and in a whole devastation, he tried to do that, the devastation, but nonetheless nothing had happened in the Vrindavan because of the Krishna's presence. But the point is, after that, Krishna taught him sufficient lesson. And he understood. He given the kingdom back. And he is ruling kingdom very peacefully. Did he understood properly about Krishna? No. After Bharat, after the battlefield, once Krishna wanted to submit and gives the earrings of Mother Atithi, the mother of Indra, he went to the heavenly planets along with Satyabhama, is one of the consort, and assisted Krishna also to go there. Okay, I will also come along with you to the tour and the vacation. So she also goes over there and he submits the earrings to Aditi, the mother of Indra. And while returning, Satyabhama sees the Parijata tree and she likes it. And she asks Krishna, can I get that? And not only getting right now, can you bring along with us to where we are staying in Dwarka? So Krishna says that, okay. And he is to pluck and he is trying to carry that. Now Krishna is becoming so angry again. Already sufficiently got chastisement through the Indra Puja, the golden pastime, but still he couldn't understand who is Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Again he fought against to Krishna. There was a battle to get back that Parijata tree also. So with our mundane knowledge, austerity and these penances, one can't understand him. This is speaking by Narada personally to Prachina Barhi, who is known as, the allegorical story is Puranjana. And the story comes that we say that, you know, Prabhupada is speaking that from the purport, and there are the some of people, and everyone has some imperfect ideas about the Lord. So-called scientists and the philosophical speculators are unable to understand the Supreme Lord by virtue of their knowledge. So then what? What is the leads to knowledge? Does it mean only Krishna's mercy can be? Then what is the use of these Vedic scriptures and the knowledge? No. Prabhupada is writing here, knowledge is not perfect, but we can make it as a perfect. How? By coming to the platform of devotional service, the knowledge aspect as to lead us to the devotional service, to the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Till then, the knowledge is, and the austerities and the penances, the tapasya, everything is useless. That is stated, is in Bhagavatam, Atapite deva padambujadvaya, prasadaleshanugrihita evahi, janati tattvam bhagavan mahimno, nachanya eko pichiran vichinvam. So from the Krishna pastimes in the chapter 66, that canto 10th, the pastimes comes about Kashi, from the, what is that pastime? Pandurak story. From the Pandurak story also, if you can see, that Pandura is imitation Vasudeva. So he is to also look. Actually, he was a sincere person previously as the son of Mother Earth. Narakasura. Yeah. So he was also a good personality, but because of coming into the contact with Bhaumasura, so he is becoming that inimical. So Krishna also, and he has becoming against to the devotees. So then Krishna thought of, ki, no, even if somebody, even at the cost of my own son, I can't protect them. So just I will kill them. So likewise, he was also, the Pandraka, he was a good personality, but being coming into the contact of his associates, like very, not good people, like even Kashiraj and others, they used to say that you are the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And you are looking like same Supreme Personality of Ganesha. And actually you are the Supreme. Actually that Supreme Personality who is thinking himself in Dwaraka, he is the imitated personality. Why can't you show to that? Just send a message to him. If he is really Supreme, just okay, fight against to me. And give me back all my paraphernalia of Shankar Chakra Gada Padma and all things, all opulences actually. And don't imitate. And you are the actually the cheater. And I am the original Vasudeva. So Prabhupada is writing over there that even at the time of Krishna, there was the people who used to misunderstand. And what to think about? In the presence of Krishna, people were like ponder they were existing. What to think about it, the current scenario in this age of modern education? They are thinking that we are so advanced, advanced towards to super fast to go to the hell against to the going to back to Godhead. It's natural. Prabhupada is writing over there. So the story goes like, then he sent in a message to Krishna and he fought against and he said, okay, you are the Supreme Lord, right? So okay, now I am giving all my paraphernalia to you, that Mashanka, Chakra, Gada. So first I am sending it to the Machakra. Please, take care about it. Catch hold. Because you are the Supreme, so I am the imitation, so I don't want these things. So just you can carry on this. So he killed Pondrak. And Kashiraja is the best friend actually. So he thought, he already told, okay, today we are going to kill the imitated Vasudeva, that Krishna, and I am going to bring his head back after killing. So he was thinking that he, even with his Sudarshan Chakra, he cut off his head also. It was flying and just going over there near in front of his relatives. And people thought of this is really, I think he might have killed Vasudeva, that imitated, the so-called imitated. He was thinking that is original Krishna, and they took it, that head. Till by the time when he goes over there, they thought of hey, this is Kashira's head. And his son, who is Sudakshina, is becoming so angry. The one who had killed my father, just like Hiranyakashipu, when he got killed by Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha had been killed by Lord Varaha. So Hiranyakashipu is becoming so ferocious. Hey, how come this person has killed my brother? So then he did big tapasya and he pleased Shiva. And here also, of course, Sudakshina, the son of Kashiraj, who is the best friend of Pondrak, he also did big tapasya. And who is that tapasya? To whom he was did? Shiva. And even translation Prabhupada mentioned it, that even Shiva also couldn't understand who the Supreme Personality of God is with his austerities and everything. As he is. They understood the Supreme Personality of God. They used to see regularly. Even when King Indra performs his yajna, Vishnu comes personally into the arena. So that's what meaning of this, face to face. But they can't understand as he is. As Krishna says in Bhagavatam, that only my pure devotees through my mercy, they can able to understanding me as I am. Just like when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind Krishna, Swabandhane. So I bound myself by seeing the efforts and endeavors to bind me with love of the rope. So even Sudakshina also did the thing, and Ashutosh, Shiva had given the benediction. Okay, you did this tapasya of this black magic. So then you can able to kill the enemy of your father, the whom your father killed by whom. So then he did the same thing and he got the benediction. He pleased that tantric also and he got the benediction and he sent to kill Krishna into Dwaraka. Of course, as we know that from the Bhaktivinod Thakur, the past time, the one when that tantric works upon us, if it is not working on us, it goes back to the person who sent. So similarly, this person went and back to the Sudakshina and he killed. So here even Shiva also got becoming afraid in front of Krishna. That can how I gave, because who is the enemy of Kashiraj? Who killed Kashiraj? Krishna. So when Sudakshina is performed the tapasya and everything, and he got given the benediction that to kill Krishna only. So later on he did the tapasya and also atonement, and that Krishna again he forgives him. So similar like this, and one cannot understand Krishna through his knowledge, austerities, penances and everything. So actually Narada is giving to Prachina Barhi through his description that please stop this all rituals and then everything. Since last 4 to 5 chapters from 25, 24, 6, 7 and 8, and this is the end of the chapter. He wants to now from this text onwards, 42 onwards till 40, 55. So Narada Muni wanted to convince him to stop the rituals and all these things. Try to, then what way you can able to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he wants to convey in the next classes. That is, I can tell in one word, is that devotional service. Through only bhakti you can able to capture him, not through these rituals. And according to that, he says that we, the great stalwarts who are the authoritative of speaking on the Vedic literatures, see the Supreme Personality of a Godhead face to face, still we can't understanding him as he is. But only through bhakti one can able to understand. So eventually, the conclusion is that He will be bound, caught hold by Narada Muni in the text number 82 of this chapter at the end. And this chapter is consisting of 85 texts. And in text number 82, the Prachina Barhi is becoming convinced of, and he will become the subordinate to Narada Muni, and he follows, and he pleased the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, and he got liberated, and he will go back home, back to Godhead. So the connection towards to the Damodar Leela, how Mother Yashoda is becoming so endeavor towards to bind Krishna, how she did that parishram, by seeing that parishram, how Krishna is becoming Swabandhane. So likewise of these five variations, five different chapters, five different varieties, even after repeating after repetition, he is to speak to Prachina Barhi, how you have to come out of from this performing the rituals. He never become like, अभी मैं थक गया हूँ, अभी मैं बोलना नहीं चाहता हूँ, अभी इतना प्रचार कर रहा हूँ वो तो सुन भी नहीं रहे, इतना सुनने के बाद भी समझ में भी नहीं आ रहे, समझाने के बाद भी मैं बोल गया हूँ कुछ अच्छे तरह से समझ नहीं पाया हूँ, वापस बोलो मुझे. सो दिस इज वॉट एक्चुअली दिस टॉक्स बिटवीन नारद मुनि एंड प्राचीन बरही बिगिन्स अगेन अगेन ही इज रिपीटिंग द रिपीटेशन ऑफ द स्टोरी बिगिन्स फ्रॉम फर्स्ट 25 टेक्स्ट. अगेन ही स्टोर्स दिस इज अ सिटी, दिस इज अ पुरंजना, दीज आर द सेंसेस, नाइन होल्स ऑफ दिस एंड एवरीथिंग. So likewise, when he did like Mother Yashoda, all different kind of parishram, and at the end of this chapter, Prachina Barhi also will come under the conclusion that only the bhakti, practicing devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unmotivated, uninterrupted, unconditional devotional service to Krishna will be please him, not less than that. So likewise, even Narada Muni also did all parisham. So that is the kind of preaching Narada Muni was teaching to us. It's not just like giving something, then people will take just like that. No. After giving that, our efforts and an endeavor, how much we are being so sincere, serious, that will transform the person to read the book. So not exactly the reference, but the thing is the statement which I read that when we given, like in when we are there staying in the Hyderabad, there was a devotee, Anand Prabhu, and he used to send in mails to 3,500 people at single click. In those days, in 2004, 5 and 6, I came here in Pune 2007, 12 years back. And we asked, Prabhuji, how you send? He said, the sending the message is not just clicking on the button as send button. It is our devotion, our prayerful mood, and begging for the mercy towards to outreach this message towards to these 3,500 people who they are going to reach in their inbox tomorrow morning. It should impact in their lives, not just impressing. Oh, this person is sending very beautiful mails every day with bold letters, color letters, hints, references, so on and so forth. That is just only impression. Impressing. It's only just a superficial. But the thing is, it should be impact. Like just Srila Prabhupada wrote this, all this Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavad Gita. It's not just to impress the 20,000 authors in this Bhagavad Gita. He is giving us the deep impact in the heart. So likewise, even Narada Muni also did his own character, conduct and everything. So likewise, we also has to. And even the way Narada Muni is telling that we stalwarts can't be understand. Only through the bhakti one can able to understand it. So likewise, our just reading of and practicing penances can't understand the Lord. But that should lead us to the devotional service. As Srila Prabhupada, lastly I will conclude with one story that how it is the devotional service. Once Srila Prabhupada was there and the devotees asked, Prabhupada, what is most pleasing thing to you? And the surrounding people, many of the they are some of the cooks who cooked for Prabhupada, just like Yamuna Mataji. I'm not sure, but some devotee who was that Mataji is to please, and even in the train also, I wanted to prepare kachori and samosa for my spiritual master. In the pantry, they used to ask the train people. So then they didn't allow even. Okay, I will jump out of from this train. So then she is thinking that I think Prabhupada may speak that he likes cooking. And the people, those who come for book distributors, they used to think that I think Prabhupada will speak about book distribution. So because he always to say that books are the basis. And deity worshipping people will think that when Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he said that don't do anything, just do cooking. And the rest you can please the Lord by worshipping in the by cooking like that. And they are thinking, but what pleases the supreme, what pleases the spiritual master and what pleases the founder Acharya of ISKCON, it has described when we develop love for Krishna through the action, with that activity what we are doing it, either book distribution or deity worship or kitchen services or preaching. So this is what I try to convey the message. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.